Morning, Mary Lou.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm okay. I'm better. I had a day of rest yesterday.
I got to
slow down. I'm not going to say rest. Got to slow down a little bit. How's it going for you?
Good. Doing real well.
Great.
Yeah. Enjoying the coolness of Southern California.
I think that would be so nice. One of these days, if I live long enough, I want to try to be able to arrange it where I go somewhere where it's cool. The heat just kills me, and that's what we're into right now. It's such heat.
I bet you are. I know it is.
But you know how it is. I guess you've learned how to accept it.
Yeah, you know it's coming.
Yeah, you do. And we know it's going to be here for 2 or 3 more months. So all this, I try to schedule to do things when it's cooler and then turn around and do things later.
That's it. Well, you do. It just kind of disrupts your schedule. You have to do things differently. That's true. And it takes me a little while to get used to it. You know, I get tired.
But I know you're enjoying that. How cool is it there this morning? No telling.
Well, it's probably 60. You know,
that's great.
It's, they have June gloom in Southern California in June. Last year, I think they didn't have it quite as much, but that means it's just kind of, it's foggy and cloudy in the morning. We're close to the beach. And,
okay.
Sometimes it'll burn off in the afternoon.
So sometimes you don't see the sun then, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Which is kind of a little bit refreshing for me because we have sun basically
so
all the time in Phoenix, yeah. No, but I do like, we had Monday, we had a day off and from the fair, and it was sunny all day from morning till night, and it was beautiful.
Oh.
And it got to be about 72, I think, for a high. But, so it was really pretty.
Well, it makes it nice when y'all go to different places where that you can enjoy it differently.
Mm-hmm.
How long will you be there?
We leave July the 8th.
July the 8th. So you're there
a good
while.
Yeah, we're here about a month.
Has arrived.
Fourth.
Betty.
Has arrived.
The fair ends on July the 4th, and then we're going to stay a few days afterwards.
That's great. That is so neat.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's been one of the benefits of doing what we do in our old profession, is that sometimes we get to choose where we want to go.
But, right.
And that can be helpful as far as getting out of the heat and that kind of thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who else has joined us this morning?
It's Betty.
Hi, Betty. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm looking for my notebook here.
Bonnie's here.
Hi, Monty. Good morning.
Bonnie, how are you doing? May I ask you a quick question?
In regards to,
how are you doing with the vital balance? Are you still doing it 2 meals a day to lose?
Some days I do it 2, and some days I do it 1. It all depends on basically what my schedule pretty much amounts to. If I got a meeting where I got to be out at lunch, then I usually don't abide by the shake. But yes.
Well, and
it's
working.
Good. I've kind of hit. I don't know how to say this. I don't want to say a plateau because I'm still losing, but not like I was.
Uh-huh.
But you know, it's still working. I still feel good. You know, the blood sugars are down. You know, they're not spiking like they used to, so, you know.
That is
phenomenal. I feel I'm doing real good on it, if you want the truth.
That's great.
I mean, I didn't think you'd want me to lie to you.
No, I want the truth. That's kind of the way I am. I'm not as much, but and I've just done it once, and one day I missed it altogether, so.
Yeah,
it's just one of those things.
Yeah, for me, I've come to the conclusion this is something I'm going to be on for, you know, this is something goes on for my rest of my life.
Yeah, I kind of think so until I has arrived. meeting. No, I kind of opened my mouth yesterday, and then I felt bad, and then I thought, well, if she needs to, I've got a young girl that I know her mother better than her, and she's fixing to go into this surgery. And I think she's already so far along in it, you know, and I didn't know they had to go to all these counselors and all this other stuff and everything to it until this morning, and I found out a little bit about it. But I just wondered, you know, she's still going to have to be on some sort of a protein drink or something, you know, after that or something liquid. And everybody I'm seeing in the area that's done surgery, they've gone right back, you know, they never lost. And I just wondered, you know, if I needed a call one day. I didn't know. I didn't go into it, you know, a lot. But because her mother said every time she talked to her, she wouldn't listen, you know. She's already made up her mind that she's going that way. But I felt like if maybe she could listen to a tape or listen to somebody, she might realize that, you know, everybody I know in this area, after they've had one of these procedures, and I don't know which kind she's doing, they end up coming back, and their weight's right back there.
Well, it's a mind change and a lifestyle change that is going to take that. Has she listened to the Roger Drummer tape yet?
No, I don't know that she even will. I think maybe she's got a closed mind, but I just mentioned it to her mom, and then her mom went ahead and told me that, so I have not talked to her. But I think I might take it to her, say, listen to this, you know.
Mm-hmm. It's worth a try, like I say. If you don't ask or don't do it, the answer's always no.
When you don't do it, you just think, well, gosh, I should have, you know, to see them go through that.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty, I didn't mean to take up your call, Jenny. I just need to ask that question.
No, it's fine. That's what we're here for, too.
Well, you know, sometimes when we just sit here and don't say anything, then they don't know that it's out there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And these other big companies, you know, advertise all the time.
Right.
You know, I don't know this for a fact, but I think I have something that might be interesting in regards to the Roger Drummer tape, but I want to check it out first before I make any comments on it. But it might be a way of tape and breaking it down in segments to where somebody doesn't have to listen to the tape. And I understand somebody who has pretty good rank in this business has done that, but I haven't heard it yet. But as soon as I hear it, I'll comment on it. But that would be great if it's broken down into segments. Like maybe 15-minute segment for whatever, and then 15-minute segment for whatever. So let me just let you know that's on the horizon that I might want to mention.
Okay. Well, I think she's scheduled for surgery the end of part of July or something. But no, anyway, I thought, and I haven't listened to it, and I didn't hear the other day, I heard something concerning that there had been that Dave Johnson had done something with Roger Drummer again, and I thought maybe it might be something that you're talking about, because most people are not going to listen to that an hour and a half.
Yeah, well, that's not the conversation I'm talking about. It's taking his actual tape and breaking it down into segments.
Oh, okay. That would be great.
Mm-hmm.
If you hear something, let me know.
That I will. Sorry, Jeannie.
Thank you.
Yeah. No,
also, I think Roger is going to be on Vance's call about Vital Balance on Saturday.
Yeah, that'll be a good call to be on. Thanks, Nancy.
Oh, thanks.
I was just going to say that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's going to clear up some. Now that the Vital Balance has been out for a little while, and there's more testimonies and that kind of a thing, he's going to address some issues that I hear about it, which will be really good. Everybody has Vance's phone number, right? The morning call, Saturday AM live. Maybe I should mention the phone number here. Just have to find it.
I have a genie. It is 218-548-1536, and then 1536 pound.
Thank you very much.
You are welcome.
Yeah. Well, I woke up this morning, I looked on my email, and there was a, it's from Forks Over Knives, if you get their email. And the first article is, who should take cholesterol-lowering statins, everyone or no one? Should cholesterol-lowering statins be added to our drinking water in order to prevent atherosclerosis? Like fluoride is added to prevent tooth decay? Some medical doctors and scientists have recommended this public health measure because heart disease and strokes threaten the lives of more than half of all the people following the Western diet. I was like, oh, wow, look at that. So there's an article there about from Dr. McDougall which, about on statins, which I have not read, but that was the headline on one of the articles from today. Kind of interesting concept, and just throw it in the drinking water, you know?
You must throw stock in some pharmaceutical company who wants to sell the stuff by bulk.
Mary Lou has left the conference.
Do you remember how you put that newsletter?
It is, here.
I'm sure they want everybody to be on statins, right?
Yeah. To get Dr. McDougall's newsletter?
Oh, the Forks Over Knives.
Oh, the Forks Over Knives? I think it just comes from ForksOverKnives.com.
Okay, I'll try that.
You could probably sign up for it that way.
Thank you.
The free newsletter, yeah. And they're going around the country. It looks like in Atlanta now they're doing farms to the forks. Let's see, a weekend. They're doing weekends with Caldwell Esselstyn, Neil Bernard, Rip Esselstyn, and Doug Lyle. Plus the wives, and then Jeff Novick. That might be kind of fun.
Has arrived.
Style. Teaching people about that. Well, that would be kind of fun. Any questions or comments this morning other than what we covered already? I was looking in the book, The Science of Skinny, by Dee McCaffrey. She's the chemist. Before. I was looking at fat. A friend of mine is adding like fat to his coffee, like the coconut we talked about yesterday, coconut oil and stuff like that. Eating the healthy fats, that kind of thing. So she has a whole section on fats in her book. And talking about making unstable molecules, what a free radical is. Some of her stuff gets a little bit complicated, so I don't want to read that. But it's the overconsumption of polyunsaturated oils that have been shown to contribute to a large number of diseases, including cancer and heart disease, a compromised immune system, liver damage, digestive disorders, diseases of the reproductive organs and lungs, and weight gain. And it says that a free radical is not a hippie dude from the 60s. So that's funny. There's a reason why polyunsaturated oils cause so many health problems. The double bond. This is just a couple of sentences here that are a little bit, I think you'll be able to understand them. The double bonds in unsaturated fats are sites on the fat molecules where a pair of electrons is being shared between two adjacent carbon atoms. When subjected to heat, oxygen, and moisture, as in cooking and processing, the bond becomes unstable and loses one of its electrons, leaving a carbon atom with an unimpaired electron. An unimpaired electron. In simple terms, one of the chain links has been broken up, leaving a gap or a loose link. In chemical terms, this is called a free radical.
Free radicals are basically rancid or oxidized molecules known as oxidants. And it has a picture of a chain link, and the middle, there's three chains linked together, and the middle one has a break in it. So a free radical is like a broken chain link. A free radical is an unstable molecule with an unimpaired electron that's highly reactive. It wants to become stable again, and so it will try to steal an electron from another molecule to close up the chain. The problem is that when we ingest a free radical, it acts like a little terrorist, Pac-Man, racing through our body looking to replace its missing electron by gobbling up an electron from a healthy cell, which then in turn becomes a free radical itself. This cascading effect can do a huge amount of damage. So I thought that was a really good mind picture about what a free radical does and what it is.
Yesterday, which was a repeat, and I just started to watch first maybe 5 minutes last night right before I went to bed and did not look to see what I had as far as notes from the original time it was on. But he had big balloons in an enclosed space, dark blue ones. And the red ones are the free radicals that your body creates. The dark blue ones were the ones that are from the environment.
Okay.
And the whole thing was on, are we getting too many antioxidants in our supplements? It's okay to get them food, but are the antioxidants that we're taking in supplement form causing cancer? I want to watch this so that I understand it again, and I will go over it with my notes that I have taken from the last time I saw it. But it was a good one if anybody saw it yesterday.
Okay, good. No, I didn't. I didn't get to see it. Well, she has a little thing here that food is not her only means of exposure to free radicals, but it's certainly one of the most prevalent in modern times. Free radicals also come from pollution and other sources. And she goes on down there. Let's see what she says here real quickly. I didn't read this part, but throughout human history, we've always been exposed to free radicals. However, that exposure was quite low because we did not eat processed oils and environmental pollution was minimal. Our body was able to deal with free radicals easily because our traditional diet contained significant amounts of antioxidants. Today, we're exposed to millions of free radicals without also supplying our body with sufficient amount of antioxidants. As a result, free radicals multiply to a point called oxidative stress, a point beyond the body's ability to neutralize them. When this occurs, premature aging and disease takes over. Antioxidants are the body's only defense against free radicals. Antioxidants are special types of phytochemicals found in plants. Yes, that's right. From fruits, vegetables, legumes, and whole grains. Antioxidants stop free radicals, which are the oxidants. It stops them in their tracks before they can do serious damage. They're like the ghosts in the Pac-Man game, swallowing up and stopping the hungry Pac-Man from stealing any electrons from healthy cells. They do this in a philanthropic way by simply donating one of their own electrons. In fact, this is an antioxidant's sole purpose. It doesn't need an extra electron, and so it doesn't even miss it. Another way of looking at it is to think of a philanthropist who has an abundance of money donating just $1 to someone who has no money and who would otherwise have to steal that dollar from someone else to survive. The philanthropist donating the dollar never misses it, and the donation stops the recipient from stealing. The philanthropists of the antioxidant world are vitamins A, B, and E, the minerals, selenium and zinc, the phytonutrients, lycopene and squalene found in olive oil, and alpha-lipoic acids. With the exception of alpha-lipoic acid, an important compound found in every cell of the body that helps to turn glucose into energy, our body cannot make these antioxidants. They all need to come from foods. This is why it's important so important to eat plenty of vegetables, fruits, and other foods that contain these antioxidants. And then she has a little chart, the food sources of all of these different antioxidants. So, anyway, I thought it was interesting to understand. Sometimes we hear all these words and kind of forget exactly what it is. I just know it's radical fat.
What would be the top three on her chart as far as antioxidants go?
So she has, it looks like it's in, well, she's got vitamin A.
Oh.
Which is beta carotene and other carotenoids, and then vitamin C, E, alpha lipoic acid, flavonoids, lignans, lycopene, polyphenols. She's given the food sources on it. Is there a food source that you wanted?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. What would be the highest food, the top three maybe, and are loaded with antioxidants?
Yeah, well, she's got them. For vitamin A, she has dark and vividly colored vegetables like asparagus, beet, bell peppers, broccoli, carrots, collard, and turnip greens, corn, kale, pumpkin, squashes. Quite an extensive list there. For vitamin C, it's bell peppers, berries, broccoli, Brussels sprouts.
I'm sorry, she didn't have sweet potato under that one.
Interesting. Yeah, that's there.
Okay.
Yeah. I just didn't finish reading the whole list, sorry. Yes, let's see, back to the vitamin A. Corn, kale, pumpkin, squash, spinach, and sweet potatoes. And then the fruits are apricots, cantaloupe, dates, grapes, mangoes. I should make a list of this maybe and send it out to us.
The bottom line is just eat the rainbow.
Yeah, it sounds like a whole rainbow because all of them... then vitamin C and vitamin E, there's bell peppers and broccoli and carrots and chard, sunflower seeds. Now, alpha lipoic acid, is, she says here, a healthy body makes enough alpha lipoic acid. However, it's also found in red meat, organ meat such as liver and yeast, particularly brewer's yeast, as well as dietary supplements. So if your body's healthy, you're making enough of that already. Flavonoids, the fruits, especially darker fruits like berries, cherries, citrus fruits, and red grapes. Also beans, eggplant, greens, onions, peppers, and tomatoes. And then lignans come from flax seeds and flaxseed oils, nuts and seeds, and whole grains. Lycopene is grapefruit, red bell pepper, tomatoes, and watermelon. Lycopene in tomatoes is better absorbed into the body when it has been heated. I think we've talked about that before, as in cooked tomato products such as stewed tomatoes, tomato sauce, and tomato paste, which can be used to make sauces and soups and chili. And then there's polyphenols, which are in apple and cacao, which is chocolate, green tea, plums, prunes, raisins, red grapes, red wine, and selenium, Brazil nuts, whole grains, and squalene from amaranth seeds, olive oil, rice bran, and wheat germ. So there's just one page. I might be able to...
Thank you.
...get it more static. Yeah. So I think, true, a rainbow of... Try to remember a rainbow of color when you're eating. And
well, there's a pot of gold at the end, right?
Yes, and the pot of gold at the end. You're right. It's such a great sense of humor. Come on, people. I love that. So yeah, I think it's really important. I know that if I don't get my green drink in, something about green just really turns me on when I look at my plate and I see green on there, with other colors too. But if my plate is too brown looking or white looking, I just kind of go, I'm not as excited about eating it or drinking it, you know. So, and my body loves it when I drink those. I've missed the green drink a few days, and I actually left it at home and didn't bring it to the fair day before yesterday, so I drank it yesterday. It was just delicious. My body just loved it, along with eating salads and things as well. Green veggies. Recipes anybody have? Try something yesterday by any chance? I I've been trying to do things that I could bring the next day to lunch, you know, so leftovers, leftover type things. I made Char's recipe with the conchigli, or however you say that, pasta, with all those vegetables, and it was delicious. That she had given on, I think it was Monday. It was really, really good. So if anybody wants to try that one, it's really, really, really good. It had asparagus and green beans, and I had the recipe in front of me.
Was this the pasta made from corn?
Yes, she used corn pasta. I couldn't find any here, so I got felt pasta. I found a, and I couldn't find that particular shape, so I used a penne. And it was good. Corn pasta is really, you'll find it, I know I can find it at Whole Foods. I thought Sprouts would have it, but I didn't. This particular one I went to here in Southern California, I couldn't find it, so. Have you ever had corn pasta?
No, I never have, and that's why when she made that comment, I was, because pasta is one of the things that just blows my blood sugar just berserk, and, you know, I'm willing to try something like that just to see what it would do with my sugars.
Yeah, yeah.
And interestingly, I made it a couple of months, one night when Mindy was here, and it went right through her.
Oh, wow. The corn pasta?
It did, yeah.
Wow.
It tastes the same as pasta.
Yeah. It tastes the same. It looks a little different. Yeah, it's more yellow.
Yeah. But I certainly wouldn't serve it again for her.
Yeah. Now, does she have a digestive thing going on, or?
It's colitis.
Colitis, okay.
Yeah.
Is it diabetic also?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay.
Yeah. Good to know. Good to know.
Well, it's great. I mean, it would happen again, or that it would happen to somebody else with colitis. I don't know. But she did mention, in fact, she recently mentioned it again. And I had kind of forgotten about it, but yeah, she's very tuned into what's going on with her intestines.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, my mom had colitis as a kid. She always remembered that, and she always was careful with what she ate.
So.
Okay. Anybody else have a comment, question? This beautiful Thursday.
I think that would be great if you could send that sheet down. If it works out in the next, you know, with you being gone or whenever you could on those vegetables.
I might be able to type it up. I might be able to type it up and send it out as an email. It's not too long. I don't
just
have the
do
ability
it when
to make coffee.
That would be great.
Okay. Yeah. Meanwhile, remember that rainbow.
I will.
All right. Well, have a wonderful rest of the day, everybody. Make
thanks,
it a good
Jean.
One, and we'll be back on the phone tomorrow.
Okie dokie.
Thanks, Jeannie.
Bye bye.
To learn more about Nican, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.